Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. This week, an update on the long-running exhibit, 122 Conversations. Inspired by the cumulative 122 years of relationships that the Duluth sister cities have enjoyed, Minnesota artist Anne Leibovitz has toured her art exhibit, 122 Conversations, to all five Duluth International sister cities: Rania, Iraq, Kurdistan; Vekwa, Sweden; Petrovsk, Russia; Thunder Bay, Canada; and most recently, Ohara, Izumi City, Japan. Both Russia and Japan have purchased pieces to keep there in their sister cities. The rest of her exhibit has returned to Minnesota. Her work has also blossomed into an art education piece on teaching cross-cultural collaborative art projects. We look forward to 122 Conversations coming to Duluth to the Tweed Museum of Art this coming September.
I am so excited about this project. It's just been so amazing to talk to so many people and then to have it actually come into fruition, and recently went to Japan. So yeah, I'm really, really thrilled about the project and just feel really excited about the connections we've made and how beautiful the whole thing has unfolded and just how many people have volunteered, and it's been really beautiful.
This is an enormous worldwide collaboration.
Yeah, and that's what is so inspiring about it, I think, because everybody in all of the countries, there's such an eagerness to participate, and I think it's because of what you said. It's a worldwide collaboration, and it's really human and like one-on-one at its core, and that's what makes it so beautiful and intimate and powerful and universal all at the same time.
Last time we spoke, it was headed for Vekwa, Sweden, and now it's back from Japan. All of these sister cities have interacted with the work, and what has played out?
It's been so completely different in each venue, so that's been kind of exciting because it's been truly site-specific, and the place and the people and the volunteers in each location have really partnered and created whatever it's going to be. In Sweden, that was a really beautiful art space, you know, white box art space, and they had a beautiful education room. So that was a place where Allison from PMD in art education, we were able to teach for like 10 days, and that was really amazing. We worked with refugees that were new to Sweden, had just come 5 days before that. We actually then just last weekend, we presented in Seattle to the National Art Educators Association sort of what we did in Sweden in the pedagogy around 122 Conversations.
That was my next question. Other people are really learning about what community art projects and collaboration can really look like, and how to teach other people to do that. What a gift that you have created.
Thank you. I think for me that is the most exciting, because what happens like in Sweden and also in Japan, they're doing projects that are related to what we've been doing, and visually or otherwise. And I think that that's really inspiring. And I think for me, as an artist, you know, you're one human on the planet. I think a lot, how can I be the most impactful as an artist and as a person, and what's my part to give to the world? And so I feel like this project has been a really great way to do that, because if you think of inspiring educators in different countries, really great way of building sort of peace through this process, because there's this interview process that's part of the educational component, which really mirrors what I did when I interviewed people. And it provides understanding and relationship within their classroom to people who didn't know something about each other. That is truly inspiring.
And that feels just what Sister Cities International is about.
Right. It rocks right down to the core of creating peace one individual at a time, which is part of their core mission. I really wanted the project to be connected to their core mission when I initially 5 years ago when I started to imagine what this thing could be. I think it's been that, all that and more. And I think of like, if there's been more than 2,000 volunteers, more. And that's also pretty inspiring. People just want to participate, and people want to be like seen by other people and be a part of a community. And there's just been a drive in all the countries to be connected. And that's really inspiring.
122 Conversations by Anne Leibovitz will be in Duluth September 25th through December 31st, 2018. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with assistance from Brianna Kaiser and Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. To listen again, find links to the events or the artist's work, and to subscribe to the podcast, go to KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.